Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Ralph sent me a story from Canada. And, you know, I talk a lot about civil asset forfeiture on this channel. And that is how the government can take your stuff and just say, well, we think your stuff was involved in a crime, therefore we're going to take your stuff. You want your stuff back, sue us. And I've had a lot of people say, Steve, that's just insanity. That's just insanity. On some levels, I agree. It is just insanity. But I pointed out that this actually goes way, way back. And I've had people log on. They say, Steve, this is all the fault of, and they name some recent political figure. And it's not the case. It goes way back, way back. And in fact, it is so widespread that they even do it in Canada. So here's a story out of the Vancouver Sun, written by Kim Boland. Ralph sent it to me. BC government files forfeiture case against alleged drug dealers, British Columbia. The British Columbia government wants property in Clearwater forfeited, alleging its owners are drug dealers for a gang. The director of civil forfeiture filed a lawsuit last week against siblings over an acreage they purchased last August for $183,500 in the BC interior community. And it's a brother and sister, apparently. The director alleges that the brother and sister duo sell drugs for a gang that has expanded its reach across BC and into other provinces. It's a gang. The statement of claim filed in BC Supreme Court on March 31st says, in July of 2019, the RCMP, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, began investigating the drug trafficking operation of the criminal organization. And they give the name of a gang. The RCMP identified the sister as a drug trafficker employed by that gang in Kamloops, which is a town up that way. The lawsuit says the Mounties conducted surveillance of the sister on March 14th and saw her arrive at the property in a truck that they're also seeking through the forfeiture action. She was observed packaging drugs in the residence and seen accessing a travel trailer on the property to retrieve a large Ziploc bag before departing. And Ziploc is capitalized because I believe Ziploc is a trademark, much like Kleenex or Xerox. The RCMP conducted a traffic stop of the vehicle and arrested her for possession for the purpose of trafficking, the claim states, adding that in her vehicle, police found 225 grams of fentanyl, 1.6 kilos of meth, and 463 grams of cocaine. They also found scales, $25,000 in cash, and score sheets. And I don't know if score sheets is some hip lingo for something that the drug dealers use. When I think of score sheet, I think of something you write a bowling score down or possibly box score for a baseball game, which is a lost art for good reason. Police then executed a search warrant at the property and found a Ziploc full of cocaine, methamphetamine residue on a counter, a mixing bowl, and a measuring cup containing cocaine residue, two guns, magazines with ammunition, and a silencer. The RCMP determined the property was being used to process and package controlled substances. So the director said that the sister is 37 years old, has got prior convictions for possession for the purpose of trafficking, possession of a controlled substance, willfully resisting or obstructing a peace officer, and breaching a conditional sentence. According to the BC Provincial Court Online database, she's currently facing aggravated assault and firearms charges related to a May 29th incident in Kamloops. She's due back in provincial court in July on those charges. Now, the Clearwater property and the truck should be forfeited because they are proceeds and instruments of unlawful activity, the director said. The government said that among the crimes the siblings are engaged in are production and possession for the purpose of trafficking, possession of the proceeds of crime, money laundering, possession of a prohibited weapon, and failure to declare taxable income. Hey, ask Al Capone. Nothing else. Pay your taxes. Neither sibling has yet filed a response to this action. Also last month, BC's Anti-Gang Combined Forces Special Enforcement Unit, or I'm assuming that they call it the BCAGCFSEU, executed a search warrant at a Surrey home as part of an ongoing investigation into this same gang. And again, Kim Boland wrote the article for the Vancouver Sun. And it sounds a lot like what they do here in America. Except that, you know, assuming that all of these allegations in this are true, which of course we can't do except for the purposes of a hypothetical discussion, but assuming that these statements are all true and these things are being used as part of a criminal enterprise, most people say, oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. But in America, the American way to do it is you're driving down the road and you got money on you. A police officer pulls you over and goes, why do you have money on you? And you go, I'm an American, I'm allowed to carry money. And they go, oh, we don't think so. And they just take your money and they go, prove you're not involved in a crime. But see, at least here, they've laid out the allegations of what they think are the crimes. And so they appear to be trying on some level to say, yeah, it's criminal activity, here's why. And I don't know for a fact, and I'll do some more research on this, but in America, the burden is on the party whose stuff was taken to prove their innocence. And it's not often we hear about the feds or the prosecutors or the state or whoever going into court and going, here's why we seized this, other than it looked suspicious. And in America, they'll make the argument with a straight face that money is suspicious. Why do you have money? Your money is suspicious. Only reason you have money is the fact that you're committing some kind of crime. Now, I think it's a logical inference to be drawn that a person who has drugs, scales, paraphernalia, and money, that you could tie that all together and say, perhaps some of this has to do with some of this. That makes sense. But when all you find is the money and you go, oh, that's suspicious, we're going to take that from you. That's the problem. That's the problem. So it might be that our Canadian friends and neighbors to the north are doing it right. I hope so. But I'll follow this story and I'll keep an eye, as I always do, on the civil asset forfeiture arena. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. But I digress.